For the first time, a city in western Massachusetts will deploy special police officers. It is a unique public safety plan that required a special act of the state legislature and the approval of the governor. Springfield Police Commissioner John Barbieri Wednesday announced the appointments of 17 special police officers to the Springfield Police Department. They will work extra duty details, such as directing traffic at road construction sites, when full-time officers turn down the overtime assignments.
Good morning and welcome. It's like an anti-retirement party.
The special police officers are former Springfield police officers who retired within the last 5 years. Each had at least 30 years of experience as a police officer and good service records, according to Barbieri.
We have 17 police officers who volunteered to come back and proudly serve the city of Springfield, its residents and its businesses once more. And I couldn't be prouder to have them back.
Demand is so high for police officers to work assignments that some jobs have gone unfilled.
It's unusual for a city to have a need greater than the sworn public officers that it has. And it's a proud moment for the city that economically we've reached a point where construction is at a level and private vendor jobs are at a level that we can't fill them. And the thought process was, what better way to fill them but with experienced police officers?
This is not an auxiliary police force, which typically consists of civilian volunteers with little training. The special police officers will wear uniforms and a badge, carry a gun, and have the power to arrest people.
They're certainly already familiar with Springfield. They're familiar with the Springfield Police Department. They understand the rules and regulations. So it's just a win for us. What we get back is a very solid, reliable product to provide to the citizens of Sweeney.
Mark Rowland retired in January as a lieutenant after an almost 39-year career with the Springfield Police Department, and now he's come back as a special police officer.
I started this position when I was 18 years old. I'm 58 now. It's been a long career, and I enjoyed it, and I'm very happy to come back.
The unions that represent patrol officers and supervisors in the Springfield Police Department agreed to the plan to have special police officers. The extra duty assignments are offered first to patrol officers and then to supervisors before the retirees are used. Police are paid $51.04 per hour for overtime assignments. Contractors and utility companies pay for the officers. Legislation authorizing special police officers in Springfield passed the House and Senate and was signed last month by Governor Charlie Baker. State Representative Angelo Pupolo of Springfield, who sponsored the bill, said it is specific to Springfield.
Two or three other cities have done it in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It's not a blanket law. We look at it individually, and we definitely saw the need here in Springfield with the added casino and the tremendous amount of opportunity and extra jobs that are there. So we look at it a case-by-case basis, and the speaker was very supportive, and I'm glad the local delegation, everybody worked together to get it done.
Unlike other states, there is not wide use of civilian flaggers at highway construction sites in Massachusetts. It's been long opposed by police unions. To use a civilian to direct traffic at a construction site in Springfield, the contractor is required to have a special public safety plan approved by the police department. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.